الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The topic tonight is about the sacrifice and العقيقة. The sacrifice, what is the definition of the sacrifice that we call it in Arabic أضحية. And so we call the عيد comes after the day of Arafah, عيد الأضحى, the عيد of sacrifice. The definition of the sacrifice, that it is the animal which we slaughter on the first day of عيد الأضحى, or the other 3 days, which we call it أيام التشريق. So the first day of عيد الأضحى, this is the first day of العيد, and the 3 days after that, it is allowable to slaughter the animal of the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the animals should be slaughtered, it is cows or camels or rams, sheep or goats. These are the animals allowed to slaughter as a sacrifice on عيد الأضحى. What is the ruling of this sacrifice? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sacrifice in Surah Al-Kawthar when he said, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Allah telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar. And Al-Kawthar is a river in paradise. Then he said, فَصَلِّي لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Therefore, then in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice and sacrifice. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah number 36, وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ. And the budn, here, it means the cows or camels or rams, which the Hajji people, or the people they are doing the Hajj, they driving it to be offered, they drive it to be offered as a sacrifice. Allah says, the meaning is, we have made for you as among the symbols of Allah, therein you have much good. So this sacrifice or udhiyah, it is so many rewards, and I will explain how much reward if you do it. But what is the ruling? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. What is the ruling of sacrifice? Is it fard, obligatory, or is it sunnah, just recommended? The sacrifice, it is sunnah mu'akkada. It is confirmed sunnah. Very recommended, highly recommended to do it. Very high recommended to do it for the person who can do it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, they did it. And in the hadith narrated in al-Bukhari and the Muslim, which is muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon, an Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yudahhi bikabshayni amlahayni aqranayni wa yusammi wa yukabbir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sacrifice 2 horned rams, mention Allah's name and say Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Then from this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ, he used every Eid al-Adha to sacrifice two hornets. Aqranayn amlahayni means they have two colors. The ram has two colors, black and white. Aqranayni means they have horns. And I will say after that the conditions of the sacrifice. The other hadith, al-Tirmidhi, narrated by Tirmidhi, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما عمل آدمي من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم. سبحان الله. The Prophet says there is no deed the son of Adam can do on the day of يوم النحر, the day of sacrifice, which is the first day of Eid, we call it يوم النحر. النحر means slaughtering, the day when the Muslims slaughter the animals in Arafat, in Al-Hajj, or in their country. There is no good deed better than to do sacrifice. There is no good deed better than you slaughter an animal in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing better than to make the sacrifice on the day of Eid al-Adha. And on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهَا لَتَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ بِقُرُونِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا وَأَضْلَافِهَا. The animal you sacrifice on that day, on the day of Eid, it will come on the day of judgment. You will see it as a reward for you by her hair, her horns. It will come with that. And he said, وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Subhanallah. He said, the blood which comes out from the animal when you slaughter, before it fell on the ground, it will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means the reward of that is very fast. And Allah accepts the sacrifice very fast. Even before the blood comes to the earth, Allah will reward you for that. For every okay, can you hear me now? There is a voice. Okay. Okay, alhamdulillah. So for every drop of blood of the animal, you will receive a sacrifice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is recommended, if you can slaughter, to slaughter by your hand, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. It is just sunnah to slaughter by your hand. But if you cannot do that, someone else can do it for you. And say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. You say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. This is how to slaughter the animal and make the sacrifice. And in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith narrated by an Ummi Salama, the mother of the mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Ummi Salama radiallahu anha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يُضَحِّيَ فَلْيُمْسِكْ عَنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَظْفَارِهِ. If you see the moon or the crescent of the month of the Hijjah, which the Eid comes, then, and if you have intention to slaughter an animal to make udhiyah, to make a sacrifice, then it's better for you not to cut your hair. Even if you are not in Hajj, it's better don't cut your nail, don't cut your hair till you make the sacrifice. Even if this for the people, they are not in Hajj. Keep your hair, don't cut your nail till you make the sacrifice from the beginning of the Hijjah, the month of the Hijjah. So now we know that it is very recommended, very highly recommended to do the sacrifice if you are able to do it, because this will make the Muslims happy. You will eat some from the you sacrifice and give a gift from it and give a charity from it. And we remember what Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was ordered to slaughter his son, then we remember the story. This is why we make the sacrifice. To remember the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Ismail alayhi salam, when Allah ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son Ismail, and he accepted the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he was going to slaughter Ismail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Ismail and rewarded both Ibrahim and Ismail by giving them an animal to slaughter it instead of Ismail alayhi salam, and became a sunnah and a way of ibadah that every year it is very recommended for Muslims to slaughter an animal in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some scholars, they said it is wajib or it is obligatory based on hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn and Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakim, he said it is sahih. It's narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana lahu sa'atun wa lam yudahhi fala yaqrabanna musallana. Subhanallah. The meaning of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he who has the means and did not sacrifice must not come near our place of prayer. Means of Eid. Subhanallah. See, the rich people, they have to make the sacrifice really. So now some scholars, they said it is farz, obligatory, and some they said, but the majority they said it is very recommended son. Anyway, if you have the money enough to make the sacrifice, do it. And you need just one for you and your family. Only for the whole family. One sacrifice. Slaughter it in the sake of Allah on the day of Eid, after the prayer of Eid, not before. And I will explain that later. What kind of animal should be sacrificed and what age of the animal should be? If the animal is a goat, it should be at least 1 year, 1 year old from goat, or 6 months from sheep or ram. If it is from cow, it should be at least 2 years old. From camel, 5 years. So this is the animal, for every animal, certain age you have to make the sacrifice. Now when you choose the animal for sacrifice, there is conditions in the animal. And the animal should not have any defect from the defects I will mention. And this is explained by the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad. And the Tirmidhi, he said it is authentic hadith, sahih hadith, and Ibn Hibban, that The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four types of sacrificial animals which are not permitted, which are not permitted. A one-eyed animal which has obviously lost the sight of one eye. So if there is an animal have one eye only and lost the sight of one eye, this animal cannot be used as a sacrifice. But you can eat it, slaughter it, but it is not a sacrifice on the day of Eid. The hadith says, a sick animal which is obviously sick, very sick animal, you cannot sacrifice for that. You cannot sacrifice an animal which is sick. SubhanAllah, because this is in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you offer a sick animal as a gift to a person you love? Then how can you offer an animal have a defect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The other defect, a lame animal. A lame animal. The animal have a defect in one leg, which is obviously lame. Also, the fourth defect, an old animal which has no marrow, means the brain of the animal shrink and his head, he's so old, you know, cannot be offered to sacrifice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it came to my mind now, when you choose to make a sacrifice to Allah, really you have to choose something very good, very, very cute animal or very beautiful animal. No defect. It's to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what? The son of Adam, Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah of the Devil, when the two sons of Adam, Qabil and Habil, they offered sacrifice, Allah has accepted the sacrifice of Habil. And He did not accept the sacrifice of Qabil. Why? Habil was a pious man. And when he wanted to make the sacrifice to Allah, he collected from the field fruits and crops, which is so good, the most good he had, and he put it in the mountain. That time, if you have to make a sacrifice, you have to put it in the mountain, and if Allah accepts it, Allah will send a fire, and the fire will burn it. The fire will burn it. It means this is the sign that Allah accepted your sacrifice. Okay, your qurban. But his brother Qabil, he chose the most bad seeds, the most bad food. And even after that, when he collected the most bad food, he found among the most bad food, one was good. He ate it. He ate it. When he discovered just there is one good thing in it, he ate it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepted what Habil offered, and He did not accept what Qabil offered. And then He got jealous. He got jealous and He told His brother. Allah said that in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. The question in the end, Brother Hussein, the questions are in the end. Just write it in your notebook, because I'll be interrupted. That's okay. Okay. Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَيْ إِبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخِرِ. tell them the story of the two sons of Adam, who when they offered a korban, something to please Allah, to come close to Allah, it's like a sacrifice. And it was accepted from one of them and was not accepted from another. And the other, he became jealous and he told his brother, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, indeed I will kill you. And then his brother, Habib, told him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah indeed only accepts from the pious people. So he killed him after that. And this was the first killing. Okay, I'm just telling that, so when you offer, you choose the sacrifice, it should be not too old, and you watch it from the old age, that the head becomes so little or shrink, and it looks bad. Also, if the animal lost his horn, or its horn, so you cannot sacrifice with it, or blind, or had a bad skin, you know, all these animals cannot be sacrificed in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that? The time when you slaughter. We said in Surah Al-Kawthar, Allah says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice. So that sacrifice, it should be after the Eid prayer. After the Eid prayer, not before. So after the sunrise, if you are in home, there is no mosque, there is no Eid prayer in your area, what you will do? You do the Eid prayer by yourself and at home if there is no mosque. And then just wait a little time till the people in the mosque, they do their Eid and you make the sacrifice. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith narrated عن البراء رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا نَبْدَأْ بِهِ يَوْمَنَا هَذَا أَن نُصَلِّ ثُمَّ نَرْجِعْ فَنَنْحَرْ. The first day we start the day of Eid to do the prayer of Eid after sunrise. And after that, the Prophet said, we return home and make the sacrifice. We slaughter the animal. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ أَصَابَ سُنَّتَنَا. Whoever does that like us, he achieved our sunnah, our way. And if one slaughter before that, it is just a meat, it is not a sunnah, but it is just a meat he slaughtered for his family. But he will not be rewarded as offering sacrifice. And the other hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a lecture, a khutbah, on the day of al-Nahr, the day of slaughtering, the day of Eid, and he said, من ذبح قبل الصلاة فإنما يذبح لنفسه ومن ذبح بعد الصلاة والخطبتين فقد أتم نسكه وأصاب سنة المسلمين. Whoever slaughtered before the prayer, then he slaughtered for himself. It is not for Allah. And whoever slaughtered after the prayer of Eid and after the two khutbah of Eid, he slaughtered, he completed his worshipping and he achieved doing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is allowable for people to share a cow or a camel. Seven people can buy a camel or seven families, and they slaughter the camel or the cow on their behalf. So seven people can share a camel. So the camel or the cow can be enough for seven people or seven families. How you distribute the meat of the sacrifice. It is sunnah that you eat some of the meat and give to your relatives or your friends some, and give to the poor people some. So the scholars, they said, you eat one third and you can give charity one third, and you can save one third. And it is not permissible if someone is slaughtered for you and you want to give him a salary or a payment, you can give him money, but don't give him a part of the meat as part of his salary or his pay. You cannot give him any part of the animal as a payment, because this animal, it is in the sake of Allah. You have to pay him money instead of that. And the hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim mentioned that عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أقوم على بدنه على بدنه أو على بدنه وأن أقسم لحومها وجلودها وجلالها على المساكين ولا أعطي في جزارتها منها شيئا. متفق عليه. علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed me to be in charge of his sacrificial animal and commanded me to distribute the whole of their meat, hides and saddle cloth to the poor, and not to give to the butcher anything out of them. Now we have finished the subject of the sacrifice. I'm going now to the other second subject of the aqiqah. What is the aqiqah? The definition of the aqiqah. The aqiqah, it is the animal you slaughter on behalf of the newborn baby. If a Muslim have a new baby on the day, seventh day of his birth or her birth, it is very recommended to slaughter a sheep or a goat or a ram on behalf of the baby. And what is the meaning of aqiqah? Aqiqah, this is the hair. The hair comes with the baby. So we call the name of that, of the animal, aqiqah, because of that. The ruling of this aqiqah, it is very recommended, very recommended. The ulama, they said, even if the father is poor, he should do it. And because I will tell you why. It is more recommended than the sacrifice of any. Because not every year you will have baby, right? But every year you will have the day of Eid. But not every day or every year you will have a baby. And also, because I will explain more about that later. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل مولود مرهون بحقيقته تذبح عنه يوم سابعه ويسلق ويسمى. الحديث عن سمرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال said every boy is bound. Did I pronounce it right? Bound. Against his aqiqa.
to be slaughtered on his behalf on the seventh day, his head to be shaved, and he be given a name on the day of seventh. And the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad and Al-Tirmidhi, and he said it is sahih. What is the meaning doubt? It means every boy or a girl, a baby, on the day of judgment will be prevented from making intercession for his parents or making intercession for his father unless he made the aqiqah for him. So that it is very recommended to do it even if the father is poor. Try to do it. Because if you need an intercession or shafa'ah from your baby on the day of judgment, he will be prevented because you did not slaughter on his behalf anything for him. And this is the meaning of that the hadith, every boy is bound against his aqiqah. So if you want to free your boy or your girl or your baby to make intercession for you on the day of judgment, you have to make the aqiqah for him. And actually you will see most of us, maybe your parents, they did not do aqiqah for you. And some of ulama, they said, do it for yourself now. If your father did not do aqiqah for you, do it for yourself. And if you missed, you did not know the rules, ruling of that, of the aqiqah before, do it for your children, for everyone. So that the scholars, they said, if you missed it on the 70th day of the birth of baby, make it on 14, or multiplying of 7, okay? Like 21, 28, okay, 35, and so on. So, Alhamdulillah, you have to do it. I did it for myself because my father did not for me. Then I did it for myself. Do it for yourself. Do something good for yourself. Do your aqiqah and do it for your children. It is recommended to slaughter two sheep for the boy and one for the girl. And don't tell me why. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the hadith an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, she said, the Prophet ordered them that two equal sheep are to be slaughtered for a boy and one for a girl. رواه الترمذي and الإمام أحمد. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he slaughtered two goats for both Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. And the ulama, he said, because maybe he did not find except two goats, so he slaughtered one for each. So it is recommended to slaughter two for the boy, but it is allowable to slaughter one goat or sheep for the boy. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. Now, التسمية والحلق. On the seventh day of the birth of the baby, it is recommended to name him. And you have to choose a good name for the boy and the baby. All the names are three. And you have to choose a good name, nice name. Not a bad name, you know, ugly name. You have to choose very good name. And the best name is like to say Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, عبد العزيز, all the names of the Sahaba, Aisha, Zainab, you know, choose a name which reminds you of the Islam, with the Sahaba. And this is because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hadith narrated in Al-Ahmad and Tirmidhi, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he slaughtered an animal for Al-Hasan, a sheep, and he told Fatima, Ya Fatima, Fatima the mother of Al-Hasan, Al-Hasan, رضي الله عنها, he told her, Ya Fatima, O Fatima, اشلقي رأسه, shave his hair. Listen to that. You shave the hair of the baby, even if it is little, and you wait the hair of the baby, and you should give charity of silver equal to the weight of the hair. And this is why you shave the hair of the baby. So you give charity equal to the hair of the baby. Just imagine how much weight, and make a charity of silver, or equal money of silver. Because the Prophet told Fatima alayhi salam that, he said, Ya Fatima, ihlaqi ra'sahu, shave his hair, wa tasaddaqi, and give charity and in silver equal to the weight of the hair to the poor. فوزناه فاطمة رضي الله عنها, she said, we measured the weight, فوجدناه درهما أو بعض درهم. The weight of the hair of الحسن رضي الله عنه, it was a dirham. It was a dirham. Okay? It is permissible to name the baby by the name of an angel. Okay, you can name the baby Jibril or Mikael or whatever you like, or prophet. Okay, but don't call him a name related to worship other than Allah. Like you call him Abdul Uzza, Abdullah, Abdul Nar, Abdul Masih. Okay. But you call him Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Aziz, the slave of Al-Aziz, the servant of Allah. All these are the names of Allah. All the names of Allah. You can say Abd, the slave. Abd means the slave or the servant. So you can name him Abdul Aziz, Abdul Tawwab, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Qawi, Abdul Sattar, Abdul Jabbar, Abdul Qawi, Abdul Mateen, Abdul Alim, Abdul Azim. Very good name. Also, it is makruh or disliked to name him a name that, like you say yourself, or Rabah, it means a prophet, or it means you expect that he will succeed in his life, because you don't know the unseen. So don't do it. Don't say, name him a name that you expect in the name have the meaning that expectation good in the future. Because future in the hand of Allah. So it is just dislike to see that, to say that. And the hadith narrated by that, narrated in Muslim, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تسمي غلامك يسارا ولا رباحا ولا نجيحا ولا أفلح. Okay, don't call your boy يسار or رباح. It comes from Prophet, means he will cut too much profit in his life. Or Nujaih means he will succeed, or you say Aslah, something like that too. فَإِنَّكَ تَقُولْ أَتَمَّهُ فَلَا يَكُنْ فَيَقُولْ لَا. Because when you do that, and the angel will say, no, he will not be like that. So it is just recommended not to do it. Also, from the ruling of the baby or the new baby, to make adhan on the right ear of the baby. You do the adhan. But don't make it in loud voice to destroy the ear of the baby. Just kindly and quietly say the adhan, because the adhan will make the shaitan go away and stay away from the baby. Make the adhan and make the iqama in the left ear of the baby. So the adhan on the right ear and the iqama of salah on the left ear. SubhanAllah, if you start doing this takes for your baby, what you expect your baby will be. Inshallah, you will expect your baby will be a very good boy or a very good girl, very pious. You protected them from shaitan. You did a sacrifice for them. You paid the charity equal to their hair. You did adhan on their right hand, on their right ear, and you did a song of the prayer. The first thing that the boy heard from you, the adhan. The first thing that the baby heard from you, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. What do you think your baby will be? This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to do with the baby. And if you, before you sleep with your wife, you send the dua that, oh Allah, make the shaitan stay away from us, and we stay away from shaitan, and make the shaitan stay away from the baby if you are giving us a baby, the hadith in Arabic, you say, Allahumma jannibna al-shaytan, wa jannib al-shaytan ma razaqtana. You say, oh Allah, protect us from shaitan and protect what you will give us from baby if you give from shaitan. So what you expect? Before you ask Allah to protect you from shaitan. And when you have the baby, you make the adhan. All these things, you will have it. A very nice, very blessed baby, inshallah. It is very recommended also to make a hole in the ear of the baby, if she is a girl especially, to put the ear ring after that on the day of seven. جزاكم الله خيرا. I have finished والحمد لله the lesson of or the lecture on the الأضحية أو الأضاحي the sacrifice and العقيقة. And جزاكم الله خيرا for listening and writing. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And now we will go to the question. جزاكم جزانا وإياكم.